Okay, so it is recording. I'm Maria DC, and this is the emotional tune-up class. This is the third class, June 17th, 2020. So welcome everybody. Thank you for participating. And as always, no matter when you listen to this, for those that are not on this call live, you will still receive the same energetic frequency exchange as the live class. And even if you participate live and then you go back to listen to it later, the same transmission is going to come through. And so you can get the benefit of that at least three times re-listening, and there'll always be something that you didn't hear or you're hearing it different each time, because what happens is our energy body is constantly in a state of expansion. So when we're in that state of expansion, then we're in a different phase of awareness, if you could think of it that way, right? So every time we're moving through these different frequencies, we're in a different state of awareness, and then you're taking in information that kind of like fits in a slot, and you go, oh, look at that. I didn't see that before. I didn't know that before. And then it just is different, receiving the information that next time, okay? So we have a lot going on. We are going to have a solar eclipse in Cancer on the 21st, which is the solstice. And we also started a Mercury retrograde today. And so it's actually retrograding in Cancer. And so let's talk about the retrograde for just a second, and then we'll get into the eclipse information, because there's a ton going on with that. So for Mercury retrograde, it's in Cancer. We're heavily in Cancer right now. And for those of you that are not aware, and I'm sure you're all aware of this, Mercury is a sign of communication. So in my past history, anytime Mercury went retrograde, communication went wonky, right? So either somebody got an email that they shouldn't have, or you know, a text that they shouldn't have, or I didn't get information I should have gotten. You know, that is the standard with Mercury retrograde. We don't buy electronics during this time. We don't make business changes this time. But you know, I will tell you from a different perspective that I hold, that there came a point in time with the work, with my work, where that does not really apply anymore for me, okay? And it's obviously part of a belief system that we all hold pertaining to Mercury and how it affects us or it impacts us, right? And so that is part of a belief system, a program that we run that is creating that dynamic for us, because everything that happens in our reality is a byproduct of our creation, whether it's thoughts, emotions, or actions, because they all hold a vibration and energy. So that's really important to have that awareness. So if you have people around you that are constantly talking about, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde, I don't know if I'm going to get through it, and you're not feeling that, that's okay. Because it just means that you've shifted to a different place where that program that tells us that Mercury is retrograding, we need to watch out for communication, has shifted for you, okay? So for others, it will be very valid. And so if you're feeling that and you're not feeling attached to that anymore, that's okay, because everything right now is changing. Everything is shifting. Everything is breaking apart so that we come back together again. All right. And so that's really important to have that awareness, because we want to shift as everything is in flow. We need to be in flow no matter what is presenting in our reality. And so that's something that you guys need to be aware of, okay? That there is no right or wrong. We have to let that go. And, you know, I see this all the time. I have people send me stuff all the time, and they're like, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde. I'm freaking out. And I'm like, well, okay, don't freak out. Just, you know, come into center and ask yourself, right? We do that where we tune into the heart center. We close our eyes, bring ourselves into the heart center and say, is this true for me? How does that feel? Your higher self will always guide you. It will always let you know what is your truth. Okay, so that's really, really important for all of us to have that awareness. So we have to let go of the right and wrong. Now, why it's important that it's actually retrograding now and it's in Cancer is because this is really a time for home, for connection, right? So if we look at the sign of Cancer, Cancer is about nurturing. It's the breasts and the stomach. So it's the womb energy. So for me, it's divine mother, it's divine feminine, it's heart-centered energy, right? The breasts hold the heart area, the heart chakras in there. So that's really something that we have to, you know, make noteworthy for ourselves. And that if we expand that out, we look at it from the perspective that, you know, Cancer is all about the home, right? The Cancer sign is the crab. And the crab does what? Carries its house on its back because it likes to be comfortable wherever it goes, right? I'm a Cancer. Cancer sun. So anybody that knows me knows that it's very important to me to have a very nurturing environment to work in. I hate having chaos. I can't work when there's a lot of hammering and banging and all kinds of distractions around me because I like a very nurturing environment to do whatever it is that I'm going to be doing. Okay. And so home is really, really important. Nurturing, caregiving, very important. So you'll want to take that in and look at how that applies to, let's say, you know, your family dynamics, right? For those of you that have kids. So we need to look at that and say, how is this applying to me, to my family, to what is taking place in the nucleus? And how am I serving that this time as a woman in divine feminine, right? And especially for those parents that might be single, because this is where we want to integrate the divine feminine, divine masculine. We're going to talk about that when we get into the eclipse energy. But so this is really an important time because we're having a double push in Cancer. And, you know, we've had a lot of time these last couple of months to participate in family, to be together with family, and to look at how, you know, we've involved ourselves in the family dynamic. So family continues to be really important. And again, in the scheme of everything, it's really about the oneness, about coming together as a unit, as a team in unity. So think about that from the perspective of everything else that's playing out on the planet. That's super, super important. Okay. So that is Mercury retrograde. It was in its shadow period this last week. Actually, it was in a more heightened, intense shadow period, and I think it was activating back on like the 1st or the 2nd of June when this gateway opened. So we want to have an understanding that this has been kind of like building in the flow of this this eclipse gateway that we're in. Okay, so really important. So now the solar eclipse. So this solar eclipse is actually 0 degrees Cancer. And why that's important is because if you've ever followed astrology, now I'm not an astrologer. Hold on. I am not an astrologer. But I do have some astrologer friends, and I have studied astrology for my own purposes, not to do astrology because I would never do that for anybody, right? But for my own purposes. So the degree that we're in tells us what stage is going to be set at for what's going to play out, okay? So normally you would look at the house, and then you would look, so that the house would be like the stage that we're going to play out this act. And then the, we have the sign, and then so there's a whole bunch of things that go into that, right? And in this case, we have Cancer, which again is the home, it's nurturing, it's ourselves. But more importantly, this is about ourselves. This is, we're in a time because of this gateway that we're in of, really kind of merging our two aspects, right? Merging our human ego self with our soul self. So this is where we're actually coming together at this point. So that's the purpose of this. And so with Cancer being at 0 degrees, zero is the beginning. And I think it goes up to like 54 degrees. Anybody that's an astrologer can just, you know, jump in here and just straighten this out. But 0 degrees is the beginning, right? So what that says is that this solar eclipse that we're having, planetary, right? It's a planetary experience because everybody is going to experience this, is happening at 0 degrees. And that 0 degrees is a reset on a planetary level for what is to play out within the collective. And so again, bring this back to how we're participating within the constructs of our family, okay, the family dynamic, but also that everybody else that's in our reality, because technically everybody's family, we're all family, right? So then we take it the next step deeper. So we have the family nucleus within the house, then we have the family dynamic, the earth family, which is bringing us to that unity consciousness, that fifth dimensional consciousness that we're always hearing about. And then we have the deepest level, because it's all levels, the deepest level of this planetary interaction with us. And that is from the perspective of our human condition, our egoic self, merging with our soul self. And that state of being is actually the embodiment phase. So for those of you that have been with me in the past and heard me talk about embodiment, which is where you start to recognize yourself in your oneness and everything is flowing through you, you are all channels for any kind of communication, right? That would be a channel, as opposed to being a medium or, you know, considering yourself a psychic or an intuitive. On many levels, you are the main source of all things. That's when we are in our embodiment phase, okay? So along with this solar eclipse, we're having a gateway opening or a wormhole. Wormholes are interesting because wormholes take us into other universes, right? Can take us into another universe. And I feel like there's a huge dynamic shift that is taking place right now, because over the probably the past week, I've had a lot of interaction with my galactic aspects, if you will. And it always brings me back to how we're interacting in all of this energy and what is playing out within our physical field that is taking place for us, because we're the creator of it all, right? Our thoughts, words, and actions really set the stage. So the next part of this that makes that really important is that this shift that we're having, this solar eclipse that we're experiencing, is also creating a pole shift. And so if you think about the North and South Pole, those pole shifts are what's affecting our sun, okay? And those of you that have been tuned into the sun and are playing in the sun, in the vibration, in the frequency, in the crystalline light that has been coming through, in the plasma light, in the rainbow light, in the diamond Christed light, and all of those different light frequencies, have been noticing the shifting that's taking place in the sun. Why that's important is because the sun is actually like a projector. So everything that is happening in our reality is being created internally within us. And then it is projected out the third eye consciousness. And in projecting out the third eye consciousness, the sun is then reflecting it back in our field of vision as our reality, right? So we're creating all of this. And we're going to see that amplify now as we come into this solar eclipse. So the activity is going to become heightened, because you have to remember that the sun is actually receiving through the great central sun, which is in the galactic center. So every single facet of our beingness is being affected right now on this this major platform that we are on, which has been for many of us our ascension process, right? Since December 21st, 2012. And now going through the next 7 years to its completion in the physical phase, right? Which started actually, I think, somewhere in October 2017. So that's gonna, this whole thing is gonna play out through 2024 as it starts to align and restructure everything in our reality, right? So the more information we have and the more we're understanding about how all is created, then we can really do a better job navigating and creating the reality that we're desiring. Okay, this is really important, especially in this time because of everything that we're kind of experience and seeing playing out, right? So we're gonna, what I wanna do is I wanna talk about the things that are most relating to this solar eclipse and why it's important. Our next class, I'm gonna talk about the Earth because I am getting a lot of questions from people about that, about the flat Earth theory and what my thoughts are on that. So I want to address that the next class. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the center of the Earth, how that affects the sun, and why the two poles are important in this whole thing. But today's class, I want to focus mostly on where we're connecting through this energy, because I really want you guys to be able to sit through this and take in everything that is necessary in order for us to go the next level. This solar eclipse is connected to one of the eclipses happening in December, okay? And so there is a timeline here that is connecting all of this. If you look at the way that the axis is set up on the Earth for this to play out, it would look like a cross. So this awakening that's happening via this solar eclipse now is going to find its landing point in December when we hit the next eclipse corridor. Okay, so that's really important to understand because we're going to be playing this out for the next couple of months. So one of the things that's really important right now is that through this shift that's taking place, and if you think about the Earth's axis, right, and we have the North Pole and we have the South Pole, one is divine feminine, one is divine masculine. If you think about where we've been these last couple of years, what have we been working to heal? We've been working to heal divine feminine, divine masculine. We really started to work on that going back into October of 2017. That was that whole Me Too movement. We moved into the root chakra on the Earth. We saw all those fires in California taking place. That was the root chakra clearing, the fiery energy coming up from that, right? As we were starting to do a lot of healing toward the patriarchal abuse of power. And we're still seeing that playing out around us now. All right. So we have to be in awareness of all of this, but not feed into the dramatization of what is occurring in the visual that we perceive or we are perceiving. All right. And so right now we're healing divine masculine, divine feminine. Because Cancer is a water sign, water is associated with the unconscious, right? The unconscious realm, the subconscious realm. And if you think about it, I made a post not too long ago about subconscious, unconscious, and feeding the conscious mind, right? And we talked about some subliminal programming and mind control aspects where, through different feeds, one of them being sound, the 440 frequency, that plays into more of our subconscious, unconscious space, right? Our, those bodies within us. And then what does that do? That kind of like sets the tone for the subconscious, unconscious to tell the conscious mind, hey, this is how we want to go about doing this. Hey, this is how we want to engage in this. Well, what's happening now is we're starting to see this shift in the subconscious, unconscious. And part of the shift that's taking place is through this solar eclipse because it's based in the sign of Cancer. So this is really pointing us to 0 degrees Cancer, which is the beginning of this whole unity consciousness revolution that we're in, right? It's finally here. We've been talking about it. We've been hearing about it. It started back in 1987 with the harmonic convergence. And now suddenly here we all are here experiencing all of this, right? So it's really important to keep that in mind because as this solar eclipse is happening, it is affecting the Earth and it's affecting the pole magnetics, which is why we're feeling affected in our body and we might feel dizzy or we might feel nauseous, is it's affecting everything within our frequency, just like it's affecting the frequency of the Earth, okay? So in this pole shift, in it's actually bringing through an axis activation on the Earth. So the Earth is getting activated too. So what did we say in the last class? Since January 13th of this year, Gaia went into a full body ascension. So it's become a very physicalized ascension. Look at what's happening now with statues being pulled down and disruption on the Earth, right? And because we are in this water sign of Cancer, we're probably going to see the Earth purge through water. I mean, we might see some storms pop up and maybe, you know, some more rain as we start to head into the later part of the year. So everything is at play here. And there is massive shifting taking place, not only just in our physical field, but also in Gaia. Okay. So we have to be focused and conscious on that because when something comes up, we don't want to go into fear. What does fear do? Fear takes us into the lower dimensional distorted reality, right? We don't want to play there. That's already being transacted by those souls that came here in agreement to act this out on our behalf so we could bear witness and push ourselves higher. Okay. So if you think about it from a higher perspective, everybody, even those that are causing what we might consider disruption, are aligned with us, our soul aligned with us, because their agreement was the same as our agreement to come here for the purpose of awakening and ascending the consciousness of humanity, okay? And it's just that some are choosing to do it in a different way, all right? And we have to be cognizant of that. And also know that we don't have to do that ourselves, right? For me, I hold the light. I hold the light, I make posts. Every time I post on Instagram or any place else, I write a blog, whatever, right? Twitter, I'm creating an energy update. That's what every writing that I do is, an energy update. My higher self is like, hey, put this out now, put this out now. Even the littlest things, I posted something on the groundhog the other day, right? Now, people that are not aware would think I was posting that because that groundhog was for me. No, that's not how it works, right? When I share, I'm sharing on behalf of the collective, right? So if you saw that post and you looked at the groundhog and you're like, wow, that's a very amazing thing the groundhog brings through because it's a very transitional period that we're in. And you look at the energy of, death to rebirth, right? It's a dying without the actual dying, but the dying to be rebirth in the end. Isn't that where we are? It's not just me. It's everybody, all of us. So we have to look at everything that is interacting as if it's part of our experience now, especially if you see me post it, unless I say this is for me specifically, take it as everything for you, right? Every post is an energy update. So if we look at it from this perspective and we look at the axis of the Earth and we look at the pole shifts and we understand the magnetics of the Earth's field, of Gaia's field, is shifting, then we understand that the magnetics of our field are also shifting, which is very important for us to constantly be in awareness, right? And so that subconscious, unconscious is also shifting. So more of that connectivity is going to be on a soul level now and not the ego anymore. Because we're raising our vibration, the ego was playing out that lower, distorted, third dimensional frequency. Think about dimensions as a consciousness, okay? Dimensions are a consciousness. They're not a place because they're a frequency. It's a frequency of light. So we have to look at that and say, if I play out in some of what's going on and let myself get upset about what I'm seeing and whether it's fighting or whether it's something changing or whether it's I'm done with wearing the mask and I can't stand that they're not taking that away, or I'm angry that it's okay for protesters to be in big groups together and I'm not allowed to go to church, no matter what it is, right? What that's doing for us is that's challenging us to look at this from a higher perspective, to look at this from a place within us that says, all of this is playing out so that I can adjust within myself and understand what feels aligned for me now. And then tomorrow when I wake up, I can look at what's playing out and again, look at what feels aligned for me tomorrow. And then the next day, again, tune in and see what's, because every single day is going to require some shifting. Every single day is going to give you an opportunity to let go of more of the programming, the patterns that you've held, the old belief systems that are no longer serving. And each day is going to support you in bringing in and anchoring in more of your higher self, okay? That, for us, is the embodiment phase. When you start to do that, you notice that at night when you're laying down, you all of a sudden will feel your inner body vibrating. When you're vibrating, that vibration that you're feeling inside, because you're like, what the heck is going on? Everything is buzzing and it's a and you can't mistake it. That's embodiment. That's like the soul waking up. That is everything kind of like reorganizing, restructuring within your field, bringing you right into that center place within. When that happens and the soul really starts to anchor in, what ends up happening, everything that you perceived outside of yourself. So if you're connecting on a level of mediumship, you may wake up tomorrow and go to tune in to do a reading or connect to your guides and be like, where the hell did they go? I don't feel anybody anymore. There's nobody around me. And the bottom line with that is that there never really was anybody around you. It was a perception that was held, right? Because when we come into embodiment, the shift that we have is we are now the source of all things. So all of those souls that you perceived as outside of yourself are now connecting to the one that is you within. Okay, so it's a very weird feeling because there is nothing around you and it takes a while to adjust to and to come into your balance. All right, so that's a big one for a lot of people. And if you are interested in tackling more of that, we can do that in the next class, because the next class is going to be like a midway point to the next eclipse. So we could like kind of do a breath check there. So just keep that in mind. So what's also happening on this, in this whole thing, because we are kind of like at the midpoint, if you heard what I said earlier, the, for me, this is pointing to the finale being around Christmas, because there's going to be another eclipse then, right? That this is going to like link up with and couple with and kind of like Okay, interlock, now here we are, and this is the creation of the new earth, right? And the higher dynamics of the frequency on the earth. So for me, this would be what I would consider the Christ timeline. So all of that crystalline light that we've always talked about these last 7 years, for me, this would be where that is, right? So this is the Christed timeline, where we are coming into more of that 5D consciousness, holding that light within, knowing ourselves as source, not outsourcing our power to anyone. And that's going to be really, really important going forward. Part of this also is going to be that we, during this time period, you might have already noticed it starting, but you're going to feel more synchronicities. So you're going to have more synchronicities starting to happen, right? Where you're thinking something and all of a sudden it shows up, right? So then the law of attraction is more prominent, if you will. So you're noticing more that things are just kind of showing up for you. So this is a really important point to take note of, because we want to make sure that we're creating exactly what we want, and we're not creating things that we don't want because we're focused in the wrong direction. All right. So we have to keep that in mind. And also, everything is here to help us. So for those that love the numbers, right, those synchronistic numbers, 111, 222, 333, and so on, they will show up to just make sure that you're in your alignment, right? So if they show up and you're like, wow, I keep seeing them, or I'm seeing them again, it's an alignment thing. It just keeps that alignment going. It's like your higher self giving you a tap on the shoulder going like, hey, good focusing, stay here. This is where we need you to be. Okay. And also, the 144 code, right? So let me just talk about that for 1 second. The 144 code is avatar consciousness. Now, why it's important, and so many people, I see so many posts that are just not the truth of what is, okay? Not that what they're writing is bad, it just could be confusing and misleading. So I will give you from what my higher realm has given me. The 144 code is avatar consciousness. That is the highest expression of the soul. That is Christ consciousness, okay? And so if you think about Gaia and the different frequencies, over these last 7 years, the gatekeepers and grid keepers who specifically do gatekeeping and grid keeping work have been the ones to anchor these light codes into the earth, right? And through the solar system, because everything is at play here, the planets, the earth, us, everything, animals, the fairy kingdom, all the different kingdoms, right? So it's very important to have that awareness. Now, the importance of the 144 code is because in this process of expansion that Gaia's gone into, we are seeing that Gaia has now anchored 12D into her field, okay? And if you look at the 144 code, that 144 code is really representative of the 144,000 strands of DNA, okay? Because think about it from this perspective. So 12th dimension times 12 strands. So we're looking at 144, okay? Do you guys get that? So 12 strands of DNA, 12 dimensions. We're activating those 12 strands of DNA, right? And most of them are in the etheric. They're not the two strands that are in our physical body, but the etheric, right? The first two strands give us this physical experience. The third strand of DNA is equal to the Trinity codes, okay, which we're seeing a lot of Trinity codes being released with the freedom codes that we've been seeing coming in. So the third strand of DNA makes the Trinity. We have the first strand that gives us the human body, the second strand, which makes the experience whole, and then the third strand, which is the Trinity or the awareness as we're now ascending higher. Okay. So it's really important to understand that these are the strands that are at play. So it is the DNA, the 12 strands for each dimension as we ascend our consciousness. I hope that makes sense to you guys. Okay. And if anybody has a question, ask. All right, so really important. So I want you guys to have an awareness because I have seen so many people writing that the 144,000 are actually people that are supposed to get together and connect and become a collective group to be the ones to get us through this whole thing. And that's actually not true. It's all of us collectively, right? Those 144,000 strands are what's activating in us, all right? So very, very important. So if you see the 144 code, that's great because that is activating within your field. So you want to see that, right? Birthday numbers, so whatever your month and day of your birthday is, that's a birthday activation. So that's also a soul activation. Okay, really important. And then just the regular numbers. So we want to always be in awareness of that, okay? All right, so we are going into divine masculine, divine feminine healing, clearing. We are seeing patriarchal abuse of power coming to the surface, being shifted, right? So in this, timelines are going super quantum. I mean, like maximum warp speed, okay? And for those of you that are paying attention, time is probably zipping by. It's going by in a flash, right? And you're like, what the heck, where'd the day go? All right, well, that's gonna happen and it's gonna go faster and faster until we get to zero point and the zero point field. And then all of a sudden, that sense of time will have been lost, okay? So allow yourself to experience that. Don't get stressed about it. Don't be like something is wrong. Time is going so fast. It's gonna go quantum and probably hit super quantum as we get more into the next few months, only because of the way that the frequencies are raising. For those of you that follow the Schumann resonance, you might have noticed that there's a lot of activity on Schumann, those big white patches, that's gamma. Gamma comes in, it amplifies the field. It works in the nervous system and the immune system. So just, you know, take it all in stride, nothing to fear. Just let yourself absorb it all and participate in everything that's taking place. Conscious creation, very, very important because as you've heard me mention before, law of attraction is super easy now. In the past where we had to really work at it, took a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of focus, nothing manifested quickly. Well, guess what? Everything manifests super fast right now, right? You think of something and it shows up in your reality. And timelines are hitting us now too, where if something was meant for you, it's going to show up in your field. So if you start thinking about it, be prepared because it is going to show up. We want to make sure that we're co-creating exactly what it is that we're wanting, right? Something's popping in my head, so I'm going to talk about this because I had this conversation with someone the other day, and I'll talk about that in a second. So going quantum, conscious creation, we want to make sure it's very, very important that we're in tune, that we're really present to experience everything, right? Karma, very fast. Very fast, right? So we need to be consciously creating high in the upper levels, right? We don't want to be sending out any negative thoughts or anything. If somebody does something bad, send some love their way because they're just acting a part in the play that is you, that is me, that is everybody on the earth. They chose that role to take part in, right? We are not going to judge them. There is no good, bad, right, or wrong. Souls that are departing at this time, same thing. They've chosen this time to exit the earth plane. And if they go in a way that is tragic, let's say, it's serving the purpose of awakening the masses in that action. Okay, hopefully that makes sense to you guys, that you can understand that, right? So it's everything that is happening is happening from a very, very high perspective, from a very high level, all right? So we have to make sure that we're always in our awareness and try to stay out of that judgment so that we're not creating something that we're not wanting to experience. Heart-centeredness, compassion, again, Cancer, all about the heart. We all about the breasts, nurturing, right? Breasts are about nurturing, okay? So we want to make sure that we're in our heart center, a lot of higher heart energy. You guys might be feeling at times like somebody is literally choking you with their hand around your neck. That's higher heart energy. That is forcing the expansion of the heart center, forcing it to get open, okay? So that it creates that agitation and it's really like intense at times, okay? And so, now a couple times I've been asked this question, so I'm gonna talk about it, sex. So when we find ourselves like in this extreme need to have sex, like you would almost ask yourself, like, is there something wrong with me? This is all I could think about. It's all I want to do. It's relax, because that is an activation of fifth dimensional consciousness, right? The actual physical orgasm represents fifth dimension. The orgasm in the human body was actually created to help us connect with source, because we knew when our bodies were created for this experience that we're all having, we knew that we were going to forget, because we were putting up a veil, how to connect to source. So that euphoria that we feel is our connection to source consciousness. So when we start to, I went through it years ago, I went through it where I thought there was something wrong with me. I'm like, should I go seek help for this? Because it was on my mind 24/7. Yeah, I being honest with you guys, you know, I went through it. And what I understood, I was working with a very high level mentor at the time. And she explained to me, she was like, that's your light body activating. And she's like, you're in light body activation. And I was like, I am, this really stinks. Because that was back in 2000 and I don't know, something like 2004, 2005. And there weren't a lot of people that were really immersed in the work and didn't know. And so, yeah, that was really a hard time. And, but you know, it, the more I focused on myself and understanding the activations that were taking place, it helped tremendously, right? So activations can be many different things. My worst activation was in October of 2000 and I think 15, where I got activated going into a higher consciousness, and I was literally in bed for 3 months. And I got up on, I think it was New Year's Day, and I was like, all right, take me to the Shrine of the Blessed Mother. So two of my friends came over, pulled me out of bed, went to the Shrine of the Blessed Mother, and the next thing I know, I was doing a different type of work that was coming through from this activation with her, because prior to her, I'd been working with Mother Teresa. So, you know, so it was like back then it was more of a visceral thing for me. And then, so activations can take us offline when that happens for us, just so you know, those are template wipes. That means that the template, that 144 code template, the 144 template, right? One of those activations to the 12 strand was a complete wipe of your template. You got to go down into bed and just stay there until it clears your body, until it restructures and reconstructs you. So, and that wasn't the only time. When I got in this house 2 years ago, in November of 2018, leaving the place where I was, very toxic place, right? toxic mentally, emotionally, not abusive, but just toxic mentally. And I came here by the end of October. I not only did I purge severely, but I was in bed for 4 days. Okay, couldn't get out of bed after probably vomiting for two of those 4 days. Couldn't get out of bed. I thank God I'm near the bathroom because I was able to make it to the bathroom and back to my bed, and that was all I could do. Didn't want to eat anything, right? So these are activations. These are template wipes when we get taken down like that. The next one came last August. I had a higher self come through. That was a massive expansion of consciousness. I was in bed again 4 days. The fourth day, this guide from Nibiru came through. Nibiru's expansion of consciousness put a beads of rose quartz around my neck and said, "Well done, Faith." And I was like, "Faith? Who is Faith?" I'm like, "Why do you call me Faith?" And he said, "Because that is who you are. You are a frequency activator, intermediary, transcending humanity." And I was like, "What? Wait, what?" And so that was another higher self coming through, right? I've had four of those. So when we're willing to allow our body to do what it needs to do, you will notice, boom, expansion happens, right? Now, I did have another activation because this solar eclipse is hitting my sun sign of Cancer by 3 degrees, which is very, 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 very close. It's like it's sitting on top of me right now. So about 3 days ago, I went into another activation and all crown, just my head was like killing me. I woke up still today, did not know how I was going to be for this call. And then somehow magically it all worked out, straightened out for tonight, right? So when we get these activations, all you can do is sleep. So I had to cancel everything and just hit my bed and just stay in bed or lay out in the sun. The sun is a really great way to go through the activation, right? But we have to be aware of them because this is the time where we're going to see more of this happening. And so we have to just relax through this, okay? And so we're gonna see ourselves connecting now more to people that are really resonating with us, to more of what we would call our soul tribe, right? Whether they are people that we're gonna work with spiritually, like here, people that we suddenly meet, that we become friends with, that we feel like we've known our whole entire life. That's soul family, that's soul tribe. Right? I grew up in a family. I never felt like I belonged there because they were not soul relation, soul tribe family, but they gave me exactly what I needed to do the work that I do now, right? So sometimes we do that to challenge ourselves and then we step into our soul family later. So just keep all of that in mind. It's very important because you might have those connections and then be like, "Oh, wow, look at this. I met this person. This is amazing. I feel very connected to them." And that's just another soul. So from your aspect of being a soul, another part of you from the same soul group or soul container is walking around somewhere and you feel that connection because you are them and they are you. That's how it is when we connect with soul tribe, right? That's the soul, the oversoul container, the oversoul monad, right? As we get up to source energy. So, all right. So what else is important here is that this eclipse, this energy that we're in now started around 13 days ago. This eclipse, when we get on the eclipse on the 21st, we will be on the 13th day of this energy activation. Okay. So on the 21st of the solar eclipse of the solstice, it will be the 13th day, the final day of this intensive gateway, this wormhole that we have been experiencing. And so in this intensity of this activation and this shift, we are going to find ourselves being challenged with our soul mastery. standing in our power, okay, which is going to be really important. So I'm seeing this a lot lately too, that people are feeling challenged by maybe saying something or putting yourself out there or putting information out there and somebody not understanding what you're saying and challenging you. And then you think, am I wrong? Did I say something wrong? And so this is where those people are stepping forward to challenge us in order for us to step into our power. 13 is soul mastery, right? That is the number for soul mastery. So this year we are in builder energy. Last year we were in a state of soul mastery. So we have to be aware and conscious of everything that we're working through right now on the earth. This is where we are standing in empowerment. This would be for me like the aspect of goddess energy, right? That big, very big energy. And so that's something that's very important to be aware of. It's authenticity is a big one, right? So for the work that we do, for those of us that are doing this work, being your most authentic self and aligning to what is true for you, right? Not for somebody else, but true for you. Have a tremendous amount of respect for yourself, for your work. This is all what's playing out here now in the reality that we're all in. All right. So the Schumann resonance measures the electromagnetic field of the earth, of Gaia. Okay. So they have a way of using, I guess, a device, a Schumann device or whatever is associated with Schumann resonance. And what it does is it actually measures the frequency of the electromagnetic field around the earth. And just like our chakras spin and our electromagnetic field spins, the electromagnetic field of the earth also spins. All right. So it's very important to have an understanding that we're seeing this amplification in all ways. We're feeling it and we are seeing it, right? So whatever is coming up, we want to acknowledge it and we want to put it to good use for ourselves so that we're always present, focused, and conscious of what is taking place in our reality. Okay, that's really important. As you can see with some of the stuff that's taking place on the earth and the physical, we're actually stepping back into the past. I know the timeline from the past that we're stepping into is that of like 1933 with the whole anarchy thing and the activism in, I think, Seattle is most prevalent in this with what is taking place. So just keep an awareness that sometimes when we're going through something, especially if we can't make sense of it, it's because we have to clear a timeline. And so timelines from the past come up both in the earth's field, in the consciousness, in the collective consciousness on the earth, and also come in our personal field, right? And clear through our personal field. So it's really important to hold that awareness, all right? Hopefully that makes sense for you guys because we're always clearing timelines. Most of you are not aware of it because you're doing it during your sleep time. During sleep, you're clearing 90% of your work. But in the physical, when we're seeing it play out, try not to get too connected into it or too tapped into it. See it, acknowledge it, and go, oh, look at that, right? Because when we do that, we can stay a conscious observer, and then we're not taking that into our field. Because the minute you take it into your field, then you have to rectify it in your field. So we don't want to do that, all right? Any questions on that or anything so far? Tamara, you can unmute yourself.
Yeah, because when I do this meditation with the central sun, and it says about other timelines and cords and things that happen, you know, to, it clears it when I'm meditating. Mm-hmm. So it comes up again, I guess.
Well, you have to remember, so, you know, you're clearing aspects of maybe a major timeline. You participated, let's say, in a timeline that was like 1933, let's say, right? And maybe that was centuries ago. It was where, you know, you maybe were in like a plague or the lepers of the earth, and they were sent and banished to a colony. And so this is triggering that memory within your cells. And in the physical, when you see something taking place that is representative of that, because we're sinking that past to clear it, it triggers you, and then you have an awareness, and then you do your meditation, and then you feel better. But then another time you're triggered again, and then you do your meditation, and then you're like, how come this isn't going away? How come this isn't clearing? It's because there may be something that is still playing out for you that you have not fully made peace with. So we have to look at that and say, where am I in my process? If I'm being triggered, it means I still have more work to do in that scenario, right? So this is where everything supports our personal healing process, plus the healing process of the collective in general. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I have been also having a lot of deja vu lately. I don't know why.
Deja vu is clearing timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we have deja vu, those are timelines being triggered to clear. Okay. So don't get stuck in what came up. Try to figure it out. Try to look at it. Try to pull it apart. Don't do that, because it's energy. It needs to come up and it needs to clear. It needs to pull through your field. Boop, it's gone. Okay, so that's okay. Really, really important. Try not to hold on to anything. Look at it, acknowledge it, become aware of it, and then let it release. Okay, our job for everybody here is to hold the light, to be the light, to embody that light. Because the more light we can hold, the more light we can be, that's where we're doing the job that we came in to do, to shift the consciousness, to support.
To have love.
Right. To support that shift. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So, Loretta, I am going to make a meditation. I just talked about that yesterday, as a matter of fact. I'm probably going to work on that this week. I'm going to give you guys two to work with. So I'm going to get that worked out this week. If I have time, I'll finish it tomorrow. It's, you know, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not a technical person. So when I have to figure out how to finagle Audacity and set set everything right, it's like super challenging for me. Carrie, I agree. Trying, you know, hard not to be overwhelmed. It's very hard, but the process for that is to be an observer of everything. And then with that, the self-talk that we do takes us out of the feeling state of what is transpiring, okay? So I don't know if you wanna talk for a minute and come and tell me what's going on and talk through it, but the best thing to do, because when we get attached to something, that's our emotional body running the program that it knows how to do best. Your whole entire life, your emotional body has just naturally kicked in and run a program that you're not even aware that you're running. Okay, so when we are experiencing something that triggers us into feeling emotional, the best thing that we could do right off the bat before we do anything else is to tell ourselves that what we're seeing, what we're experiencing is not in our immediate reality. It is like a movie that is playing out for us. And then we have to have an awareness that all the souls engaged in what is transpiring actually signed an agreement with each other, a soul agreement with each other, to create this experience. And the experience is for you to be able to let go of the emotional attachment to it needing to be a different way. Okay? So, you know, this is a challenge, but this is how this all works. And the more you work with this work, the easier it gets and the better it gets. And then you start to see the reality of it as it is presenting itself. You know, we're all challenged. We're all feeling it. The difference will be, are you talking to yourself at the moment that you are feeling triggered? So if you are triggered by something that you're seeing, are you immediately talking to yourself saying, okay, I don't like how that's feeling. I don't like how I'm feeling. I don't like what I'm experiencing. But I realize that this is something that is triggering me, and I have to look and see why I'm feeling triggered by it. And if it's because, you know, it makes you feel upset or it makes you feel angry, you don't have to go into the why of feeling upset or the why of feeling angry. You just have to say, okay, this is, I feel, it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel frustrated. And then say, okay, so I'm clearing more frustration. I'm clearing more anger. I'm clearing more pain. I'm clearing more grief, right? That's how this works. So we don't get caught up in the specifics of what it is that you're clearing, because that means that we have to go down the rabbit hole of what you're experiencing or what you're feeling, and that would take you in the wrong direction. That takes us backwards. We don't want to go backwards. We want to go forwards. We want to just keep going forward with all of this. Okay. So just let me know if that helps. And if you need more, just let me know. All right. So the solar eclipse, the sun in general, is obviously the sun, right? So the sun is eclipsing and it's going to go darkness, which is where we're going to go inward, be introspective in that period. It's a cosmic force. It's the crown chakra. It's cosmic consciousness. It's related to our mystical experiences. It is oneness. It is the God self. It is enlightenment. This energetic shift that we're dealing with is giving us greater access to dimensions, right? We talked about the 144 code and all of the different dimensions that are available to us on Gaia right now. So if you are in a state of limiting, your belief system is limiting you as to what you believe is possible, that needs to be shifted, because right now everything is possible. Right? So it's happened to me twice where I woke up in the morning and I saw two suns. Two suns is seventh dimension. I didn't judge it. I said, wow, look at that, two suns. I wonder what that means. And then my guys were like 70. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And then I validated it with somebody. And they were like, yeah, that's seventh dimensional consciousness. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Because they're a galactic channel. So they help me understand that, right? But if you look in the sky, look at the rainbow light coming through, right? I see rainbow all day long. I don't have to do anything special to see it because now I've anchored enough of 4D in. But if you start to play in these streams of consciousness and start to connect to what you're seeing, it will just transform you. The more you do that, it anchors more of that consciousness, and then you raise your frequency, raise your vibration. That's how we shift into the higher dimensions, right? Because dimensions are just a frequency. They're not a place to go. They're a spectrum of frequencies. So it helps us to hold the perception that anything and everything is possible. Otherwise, we're going to feel stifled, like nothing is possible, right? So when something comes up, you'd be like, oh my God, look at that. That's amazing, right? The other day I posted some pictures of rainbows in the cloud that were very shimmery and metallic looking. And I'd never experienced or seen anything like that before. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really kind of fascinating. I want to share them with everybody, because in my sharing them with everybody, they're going to activate you guys. There's always a transmission that's sent through with them, right? But if I had looked at that and said, no, that's nothing special, I'm not going to share them, then I would have been limiting myself and also limiting the possibility of your personal expansion too, right? So we have to look at this and say, everything is here to be experienced, to be part of our state of evolution and our state of consciousness, right? So that is something that's really important for us to have this awareness, okay? Really, really important. We're in a time too where we're noticing that we are going through these states where we're vacillating back and forth from extremes. I mean, one minute you could feel happy and joyful and, you know, vibrating and all of a sudden it's like you want to hug everybody and kiss everybody. And in the next moment, I can't talk. You just want to cry and scream and be angry and frustrated and everything else, right? This is natural as we're shifting and clearing timelines. This is how we do it, right? There is no, I can't give you a manual to it. We have to just have the awareness. That's why we do these classes, so that we can bring this awareness forward. We're deconstructing these negative emotions. And how are we doing this? Through the visual experience of seeing things that we are not liking. I am not okay with that. I am not okay with seeing this. I am not okay with seeing that. I'm not okay with experiencing this. I'm not okay with having to put the mask back on my face to go in the store. I don't use it any other time to go into the store. And then I go into a meltdown mode, right? That's a deconstruction of emotion, because the next time I go into that store and have to wear the mask, I probably won't care. Do you all see that? This is really important to not have that judgment, right? Really, really super important for us to not hold a judgment of what is taking place in our reality, not judging ourselves, okay? Cancer is also the mother, and the emotions coming up, it also represents children, right? Nurturing the womb on the feminine. So it's very likely, and I'm seeing this starting to elevate and escalate, very possible we're going to see more evidence of crimes against humanity. So child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, all of that as it starts to come to light in the US. So I am expecting or anticipating that, right, in our awareness. So I do have masks written down here. And so for those of you that might feel, you know, resentment at having to wear it. I know I had that problem, because I'm like, I finally found my voice and I don't want a mask over my mouth to stifle it, right? Because that felt like repression to me. And that was a thing with breath too, not being able to breathe clean air because of the mask. And then what was the other thing? Oh, self-expression, right? Speaking is about self-expression, okay? So we have to look at it, and for you guys, it might be other stuff that pertain to it, or perhaps you feel perfectly fine with it, right? Now, either way you look at it, doesn't really matter whether you are good with it or you're not good with it. It doesn't matter. It's all here to serve a purpose of helping us clear this energy. That's what it's serving. It's helping us serve a purpose to clear what is not in alignment with us, what we have not been able to clear any other way. So the mask becomes a tool, right? Just like everything else in our reality becomes a tool. Okay, do you guys see that? Yeah. So it becomes a tool for us in order for us to do more clearing. That's all. Okay. The external reality is being created by us, as I said earlier. And so it is our vital life force. And part of what we're experiencing also for some is the lack of maybe mobility in how you're feeling, being still being restricted because not everything is fully open. And now for some states, they're saying that there is the possibility of a second infection coming around again. And for some that may feel, make them feel very angry. And for others, they're like, okay, whatever it is, right? So, everything is happening though to kind of help us work through what's happening. Now, let's talk about that for a second because this is really important. So from one perspective, we're seeing it as our reality of what is being created. We have no control over it, right? So that could play into that patriarchal abuse of power and really push us into more of our divine feminine as we try to find our place with self-love as women, right? Because there's no men on this call. And so if you look at it from that perspective, you will see that it is supporting you in that way. But you could also choose to look at it from another perspective and say, well, if that's the case, I'm going to choose for that not to be my reality. Okay. And this gives us an opportunity to flex our creator muscle to say that is the reality that is playing out in the consciousness of Gaia. But for me, I do not have to see that as my reality, as my limitation. So if that experience exists over here, I am going to be focused over here. And then allow yourself to focus away from that distraction, because that's really what it is. It's a distraction, right? It needs to play out. But you have to ask yourself, does it need to play out with my participation? Or can it play out on its own here and I'm going to participate over here and create my freedom and my own expression, okay? So this is where we're being challenged to push ourselves into that next state of conscious creation, being a conscious co-creator. Again, look at it from this perspective because this is really high level and I want you guys to understand this, right? You're creating, I'm creating every single experience in our reality, okay? Everything that shows up for us, all right? Let me give you an example. So for years, I've had people tell me, I'm going to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I've had zero desire to write a book. None whatsoever. Didn't want to write a book, right? So I like to read them, but I didn't want to write one. And I have had psychic mediums for years and years and years tell me I'm going to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just not feeling that. I don't see it in my, that book is not sitting right here in my electromagnetic field. It's just not here. Okay. And so all of a sudden the solar eclipse comes and it literally sits right on top of me because it's so close to my sun sign in Cancer, right? 3 degrees away. And all of a sudden, a friend of mine who's a good psychic medium is texting me something. And she's like, I read that post that you made about creating illness. Because I made a post last year about how the body creates illness through the electromagnetic field. And she's like, and I have to tell you, you need to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, no, not going to happen. I'm lazy like that. I want to write a book. I'll teach a class, but I'm not writing a book. So, but let me show you how the, so the, how the manifestation works, right? So I thought about it after she had said it to me. And I, now I started ruminating on all the times that anybody, a psychic medium reading me, has ever told me I was going to write a book. And so the next morning, I have a mini session with a friend of mine who's an astrologer, just to see how this sun was going to impact me. And as she's doing my chart, she says to me, have you been writing? And I said, no. And she says to me, but you're right. Yeah, but not a book. Nope. You're going to write a book. And I'm like, okay, whatever, right? So I know how the universe works. Two times the charm, because the third time, I don't really need to hear it. So later that day, I didn't talk to anybody. Later that day, I go into my emails, and there's an email. And now I haven't received anything from Hay House Publishing since the last time I was at an event, which might have been like back in 2007. I was in Miami for one of their big events. And the email, title of the email is, so you want to be an author? Yep. Yep, that's how it works. So, of course, I wasn't real excited about that because I really didn't want to write a book. And so I said, all right, you know, new moon intentions. I haven't really been doing much with that. I said, but you know, if I'm supposed to write a book, I'm going to just divinely spark it because my guides are going to help with this. My higher self is going to help with this. I just don't really get the whole book thing, but all right, we'll give it a whirl here. So I wake up this morning, and now this is yesterday. I wake up this morning and the first thing I think about is, I wonder if I could transfer the Scrivener program over to this new computer from my old computer. Scrivener is a book writing program. And I caught myself in the middle of having this thought that I was totally unconsciously aware of. And I was like, okay, this is really freaking me out now, because the last thing I would have thought of was a book, right? But you guys see how this builds, and when it's time, you can't stop it, right? It's time, it comes through, it just whoosh right through. You can't stop it. But this is what happens when we start to align ourselves with those higher vibrations. Now, maybe in my past, those readers have always seen it, but I had not yet hit that timeline. That's a timeline, right? We have to be on that timeline. So apparently I'm hitting that timeline with this sun, this solar eclipse, and now that's coming in. So this is why we have to really stay focused on everything that we're creating in the now, so that we can have that potential to create what it is that we have offered ourselves or left to ourselves in this particular time. This is how it works. Now, this flow, the next thing I know, I'm hearing myself reading the opening line to the first chapter, and I'm like, wait, what? No, this is not, listen, I worked behind a computer for most of my life, right? I did broker dealer work. I was client services. I had my face in a computer. It's probably why I wear glasses. All day long. The last thing I want to do is be on a computer and write a book. So you see, I have to get over that challenge, that where I'm feeling like I don't want the restriction of the computer in order for me to get to that next level. So that's going to be my own clearing work that I have to do. But this is how it works. So we have to always be participating in that experience as we go. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys, right? Because I want you to see this, because it's really important for all of you to be in your expansion this next couple of days going into the solar eclipse, so you can ignite what it is that you are needing for you. Donna, you're going to do less and feel more tired and feel like, you know, you're needing to sleep more and even sleeping more soundly, because that's your light body activating, right? So that's the amplification of the light body. The light body activates. We have light codes activate in our field. Those light codes activate, and when we activate, we're upgrading our DNA, and in order to upgrade, we have to go down. So you physically go down, you sleep, you gotta go to sleep, right? For me, when I had an activation a few days back and it stayed, because the light codes enter at that occipital bone in the back of the neck, this went right down my spine. My whole spine was killing me, okay? Right across my shoulders, it was up here. I was sworn I was gonna have an aneurysm, lots and lots of self-talk that I'm not rushing myself to the hospital, that I'm dying of a massive something in my head, you know, all of that stuff. So this is where we start to get used to it and we start to understand. And then all of a sudden, I don't have to do anything. And by itself, it starts to go away because I've allowed myself now to integrate those light codes. They build up. They'll build up at the back of the neck, jam you up and give you a headache, right? So we have to relax and release the restriction of it needing to be a certain way, or thinking that, you know, my brain is going to explode because I'm going to have an aneurysm or something like that. Or, you know, my right eye was like, I couldn't even see out of it. I was having so much pressure, but I knew it was pineal because when I did tune into it, I could feel the chakra spinning and it was really spinning heavy. So when we start tuning in and taking inventory with our body, that's when everything starts to shift for us. Okay. So it's really important to sit in that awareness. And even for me, right, I'm doing this a long time. Okay. But even for me, I still have to be in the work, doing the work. I can't slack because otherwise I'm not gonna get what I need out of this either. Okay. We're all in that same place. So Carrie said, yes, what you said is what I've been doing since the first class. Okay. So this work takes work. Anybody that's been with me for a while will tell you that it is a process that eventually what happens is you get so used to doing it that it just becomes natural and you start to shift. So stay on top of it. When you start to feel sad or you feel angry, it's not going fast enough, I don't like the way this feels, I don't like the way that, whatever, step back and say, that is my ego that is wanting to be heard. So I need to give the ego a cookie, send it to the corner, and let my soul step in and tell me that I am perfect. I am a divine being of source, and I'm okay, perfectly okay with where I am, right? We have to self-talk this because we have been used to letting the ego run the show. Ego doesn't get to run the show anymore, okay? So that's really, really important. Yeah, Lauren, the ringing, the intense ringing and pressure in the ears, those are frequencies that you're hearing. Those frequencies, again, tune our light body. Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about it? Because those frequencies tune our light body. If you want to come on the call, you can.
I missed what you said because my internet's going in and out. So I heard that you addressed it. I don't know exactly what you said though.
Yeah. So when we're having that, usually the intense ringing is in one ear because with the other ear, we're hearing our connection to source consciousness, but sometimes it's in both ears.
You keep cutting out for me.
Is anybody else having that problem too? No? Okay. All right, so it's going to be on the replay, and then, okay. Yeah, it'll be on the replay. But that's your energetic body. Your light body is tuning. Your light body is tuning with those frequencies. So it's important for you to pay attention when you hear them.
Okay.
Okay, when you pay attention to them, it will allow for the activation and you'll stop getting the pain. This is for everybody.
Okay.
All right. So when you're hearing them, I mean, I used to take cotton balls or earplugs and put them in my ears so that I could really pay attention to the frequencies, because each light, gamma, photonic light, rainbow light frequency, the diamond light codes, they all have a different frequency. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you work with it, the better that'll be for you, and the pain will subside, right? And then you could always ask your team in your higher realm, right, to assist you and support you with the activation so that it's not so intensified, so it doesn't hurt as much.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes we have to call in our team and ask them to come in and help. All right. The pain in the right eye, there's a lot attached to that. For me, it goes to healing that I'm working with my galactic aspects from when I was a child, and I worked with the Zeta Reticular, and they actually did an experiment where they stuck a needle in my right eye. So my right eye has always bothered me because I have astigmatism in that eye, which is why I wear glasses. So it's a little more intense, but the right side is the expansion of consciousness. So that right side, if you're in a state of expanded consciousness, then that you'll feel it in your eye as opposed to feeling it in your pineal gland. If the whole right side is going through its expansion, because you have to remember the left side is the analytical. That's more like the, you know, white and black, gray, kind of distorted, whereas this is the colorful. It's the connection to source and all of that, right? So and the right side too could be, depending on where you are with your work, it could also represent how, you know, like how you're seeing the future, or things that you're seeing that you're not wanting to see about the future. Okay. So that's also another one. And that's a big one taking place right now, where if you have pain or distorted vision or blurry vision in the right eye is always looking to the future. So that is also indicative of not liking what you're seeing playing out. Okay. So just be very heart-centered, and just, you know, give yourself some love. That's what I do, you know, when that starts. There's nothing else you could do. And then the flashing. Sometimes when your eyes are closed, you get the flashing. It's like lightning, that flashing, right? That flashing is actually the two hemispheres of the brain kind of merging together. So that's nothing to be afraid about. That's actually the two halves of the brain coming together. You know what you guys could do, which would be a fun exercise, is if you're feeling strain in your eyes or in your head, today while I was out in the sun, I imagined an infinity symbol in gold, because we want to use gold. It's the highest vibration, right? And what I did was I imagined that infinity band going like this back and forth around my eye. And I just traced it with my eyes, gently tracing it with my eyes. And that also helps to activate the pineal gland. Okay. So if you're feeling like you have a headache, or you have eye strain, or your head is stressed or whatever, you can just do that with a gold infinity band and just trace it with your eyes. Just make the loop with your eyes going back and forth, and then reverse it, because you want to go back in the other direction too. Okay. So you go in one direction and then reverse it and go in the other direction. Some I think are having, we have a lot of solar activity. So if this is cutting out, it is recording on this end. I apologize to you guys if any of you are experiencing me cutting out. Lots of solar activity. I know that there's probably going to be some heavy duty solar activity where we're going to have problems with our cell phones and stuff like that. So just be prepared for that. Ask the archangels to assist and support. And ask your guides, ask your higher self, ask your future self. Your future self is all about helping you. Your future self has already done this, right? So just call in your future self and say, hey, I would love some help here and let them help you. Okay. Cause they know how to do it. They've done this before. Perfect. Perfect. So all you have to do is call them in and they will be more than happy to help you out. All right. Also the other night when I was laying down, as I was starting to fall asleep, sometimes I get messages before I fall asleep, and I heard Vega, and I knew the Lyrans wanted to come in, the lion people, the beings, the galactics wanted to come in and connect. And they were coming in to talk to me about the left side of the neck. And it was important because the left side of the neck has to do with the vagus nerve. And so through this next couple of months, those of you that have not activated on the left side, we're actually growing new ducts, new lymph nodes, new ducts, all kinds of crazy stuff in our neck area. So if your neck is bothering you, that's why. But on the left side mostly, okay, if you're feeling pain and it goes into your shoulder, sometimes it goes like a, you know, when you eat ice cream and you get that brain freeze kind of thing, right? Sometimes it goes into the brain. It's really in the neck, but then you'll find it goes right up through the eye and right up into the temple, and it just hurts so bad. That has to do with conscious expansion. So that vagus nerve is very important for expanding consciousness. So if you're feeling that and you're experiencing that, just rest. Try to rest if you can. Just make sure you lay down, because a lot of these activations that people did not feel or go through in the first wave of ascension are going to get it now. Right. So having this information is going to help you support others, just in case somebody says to you, I have this pain in the side of my left neck and it is killing me, and I feel like I want to just rip the left side of my face off, because it can be very painful, especially in the neck. You're like, you know, it's just excruciating. All right. So that's really important for you guys to have that information. So I know a lot of people ask me all the time about 5G. And are worried about the frequencies and whatnot. So I did a lot of research on it. And I could tell you that the company that we have here in the United States is not associated with the Huawei company that does the 5G for China. And so that's not what we have here. And if I recall back in, I think it was the end of March or the beginning of April, I don't remember the exact date, the president put in an executive order for something called COFEFE, COVFEFE, and it is alloys, three alloys together that act as a magnet that buffers the interference that 5G causes in our field. Okay. So that is already in place, but for those who are still worried, because I know there's some people out there that are still worried, I did investigate some alternatives, and one of those alternatives I actually bought because it looked like a great product. I know somebody, not here, but in another country, a client of mine who has bought it, and it's a product from Omnia, and it looks like this. And it's a card. And so when you open it up, I hope you guys could see that. I use some of the discs, right? These little discs here. And so if I show you the back of my cell phone, it actually has the disc on the back of the cell phone. And so what that disc does on the back of the cell phone is it reduces the amount of radiation that I might be getting from the cell phone. I bought the bigger family pack because I gave some to my friend so she could give them one to her daughter, put it on her phone. And then for the router in the house here, I put one on the router just to cut down because I hear the frequencies from, we have high tension wires around the house here, and I get all kinds of distorted radio frequencies in my body already. So I have to always tune out and tune higher. So just, this just makes it better. But what was happening for me is the higher I was going, the more problems I was having with my cell phone. And I was having a lot of problems with my body not feeling good. So I invested in this, in this pack. They're in England. And you know, on the back he shows the radiation from the microwave and all kinds of stuff. So I will, when I send out the link for the file, I'll send out a link for that company. They have offered to give any of my students and clients a 10% discount for the Omnia. For those the little magnets. So if you guys look at this, their website has really good information on it. There's some videos showing how it works. You can even just Google Omnia instead of waiting for the link. And so it works. It's a good product. It reduces down the distortion in the field. So I can now be on my phone and my body is not throwing a fit because I was having all kinds of trouble with my stomach gurgling and a whole bunch of other things going on because of the energy overload that I was feeling. All right. So does anybody have any questions? Anybody need any help with anything before we go? Anybody need clarification on anything that I've said? The most important thing that you guys need to know is everything that you are seeing right now, okay? This visual that we are seeing is actually a movie. You know, it looks real, but it's not. It's a movie that is playing out, that has to play out, okay? And if you could keep reminding yourself that this is a movie that must just play itself out to the end, then it will become a lot easier for you to be in the flow of what is taking place. Now, obviously, if you have a living situation where you have some kind of negative dynamic with the person that you live with, that's another story, because that's very hard to tune somebody out that is creating disharmony, okay? And I had this conversation with someone earlier today. We can't change somebody's opinion. That's number one. Free will is still at play, okay? And the third dimension is not going anywhere. Even though I say it's dissolving out of our field. It's not dissolving from other people's fields or from the earth plane. It will still exist. But the higher we go, the less we will interact with it until the separation between our resonance and third dimension is so great that we won't even see them anymore. Okay, that is what is to come going forward, where we will continue this separation from the third dimension, where we won't be engaging with people that are still wanting to fight, still wanting war. Okay, and you guys know that what I'm saying is true because you're already experiencing it. Okay. All right, Kerry, thank you for joining us. I'll send out the replay as soon as it's available. So you guys are all experiencing this already, okay? And how do you know this? Because every so often you run into somebody that you're talking to and they just don't understand what you're saying. And they're like, I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're saying. And you're like, how do you not understand what I'm saying? We're both speaking English. And they're like, yeah, I know, but what you're saying, I don't know. I can't comprehend it. It just, I don't know. I don't understand it. Could you explain it again, except explain it in a different way? And then you look at them and you're like, so I speak English, you speak English, not understanding this? But what you have to understand is it's a frequency, right? So your frequency becomes so high that they cannot hear what you are saying, no matter how you say it, no matter what you say, right? I have had people in the past private message me after reading a post I made and say, I love you. I just don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're writing. I don't understand what you mean. And it would baffle the heck out of me. And I'd be like, I don't understand how you don't understand. So then all of a sudden it hit me. This is a frequency thing. They're not resonating at the frequency I'm at. But if they keep tuning in and keep tuning in and keep tuning in, eventually they will resonate at that frequency. Okay, so I want to point this out to you guys, because the higher you guys go, the harder it's going to be for certain people to talk to you, to connect with you, to understand. Because, yeah, Joanne, yeah, I know you're feeling it, right? Yeah, because it gets harder and harder because you're raising your vibration, you're raising your consciousness. Now, what's happened? So remember, frequency is a spectrum. It's a spectrum, right? It's a spectrum. So you're here. And then all of a sudden, you're here. The person that's still here cannot hear you. You're here. There is too much space between you and them. They can't understand you because you're at a higher frequency. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just that your frequency is so much higher, they cannot be present in your energy field, okay? So we have to be aware of that. That's so important. And we can't get mad at anybody because that doesn't serve a purpose. We have to just understand from another perspective that, you know, they may not be where we are. They may not be doing the work that we're doing. And we have to be okay with that. Eventually, they will shift. They will come up. But where you are, you keep tuning the dial and tuning the dial and tuning, and you're tuning your frequency up, 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 up. And soon, you're in such a high frequency that others around you can't be in your presence. They can't have a conversation with you. It's almost like you being in their presence hurts their eyes and their ears because they can't resonate with that. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, Donna says she feels like her circle's gotten smaller in size since the pandemic because people cannot hear. Yeah, one thing we have to remember, we've got to let go, right? No expectation, no judgment of how we think it should be. If people have to leave, it's okay because they may come back in. They have to do their work. They may come back in. But you have to also remember, this is about us connecting to our soul family. So we may be connecting with all new people that are more in alignment with where we are now. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. It's really important to hold on to that information. That's why having this information about what the solar eclipse is going to provide for us, right? What does that mean? What does Mercury retrograde mean, right? People get trippy with retrograde. it, you know, they hang on to that old third dimensional paradigm that says, oh my God, communication's going to suck. My electronic devices are going to go kaflooey, right? And that is rooting back into that third dimensional paradigm again. We don't want to do that. We want to say, oh, look, oh, Mercury is retrograding? I didn't even know that. Do you know when I found out Mercury was retrograding? Let me share this with you so you guys can see how this work works, right? I was always faithful, years and years and years, for the last 20 years of doing this work, always faithful. I would take my planner in the beginning of the year. I would mark out every full moon, every eclipse, whether it was a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, every Mercury retrograde in my planner. So I was prepared. I had it. I got it, right? And I was in my awareness, okay? I now am so in the flow of being in the moment, that I came on to do this class with you guys. Super excited to see all of you. And something popped up on my phone and it said something about Mercury retrograde. And I was like, oh, I wonder when Mercury is retrograde. Wait, it's retrograding today? Do you see what I'm saying? So in the work, being in the work, I've gotten to this place where I am in such a state of allowing that I'm not needing to monitor all of this because I'm feeling it as we go. And what I realize is that I don't feel Mercury retrograde like I used to. I used to feel it coming in. It used to really upset the apple cart, so to speak, right? But that was also a program that was running. You see? So we really have to start looking at everything. We have to pay attention to everything. We have to understand how this solar eclipse is going to happen. What is it going to mean, right? Now, between here and the next eclipse, we have another class next Wednesday. So that class next Wednesday is going to be a breakdown of yet more coming, okay? And maybe next Wednesday we'll do some work on meditating and connecting with our guides, which is really our higher self. Does everybody want to do that? Yeah, getting you connected into your higher self, deepening that connection. What does that feel like, right? So that you can be more present and be in the flow of what is taking place within your reality. Okay? So this is where the work is. We really need to realize that everything is here to help us. Okay? Everything. And so the more we can pay attention to how we are feeling, what we are receiving going through this, we can shift with it. We can use it to our advantage because it becomes part of our process. So, so important. So important. Okay. And, you know, this is an awakening time, right? People that have not been on the ascension path like we have are calling it the Great Awakening. So now, in order to help people, I have to use that hashtag, the Great Awakening, because people don't know what ascension is. We do because we've played in it for so long. But so, you know, do you see how I've had to kind of shift my gears and be like, all right, I'll incorporate this other hashtag, you know, does it resonate with me? Well, yeah, I could see how that could play out, you know, but this has always been our ascension. So we have to just always be in a state of flow, ebb and flow with everything that we're doing, everything in our life, right? That's the way we have to move. Yeah, Donna says it's very important and reassuring to have validation on what's going on. Yeah, it is. And it's important for me too, trust me. Okay, being the work that I do and also holding anchoring the light, holding the higher realm in place, right? And Tamara, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, you know, it can be very difficult with family. It really can. It can be very hard with family, okay? But we get past it. We get beyond it, right? And we don't judge. And we look at it and we're like, okay, that's where they are in their process. And I can't be mad. I have to accept them and embrace them. And just be okay with where it is that they are and not get myself all upset, you know, and neither can you, because their journey is their journey. And free will dictates how they do their journey, just like you're doing your journey. Right? All right, anybody have any questions or anything that you want to, you need help with? You want to come on for a minute, talk, work through, work out? No?
I just want to say that family is difficult, but that doesn't mean I have to be around that person all the time.
Right.
And I have to remove myself to.
Right. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to look at it from the perspective that they're there because we need to do more work. Yeah. They're present because we need to do more work. You know, as sucky as that is, I'm just going to keep it real with you. You know, that my brother hasn't talked to me since January 1st. And that was because he went and got married and he didn't tell me because he knows as the voice of reason. I would have explained to him why I thought it was a bad idea to do that then and not wait a little bit longer, because he's put himself right back in the same marriage that he had prior. So, but you know, I don't hold judgment. He holds judgment of himself. So he's choosing not to talk to me. So, you know, am I upset with him? No, because what this did was this gave me an opportunity to go a little deeper within myself and look at him and say that was all he was capable of. That was the best he could do. And, you know, he's not really judging me. He's judging himself because he was not able to be honest with me. So there must be something within this whole thing that he knows is not really right for him. So to judge him would be like just kicking him, and I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm just going to let that be. He really hasn't called me at all. We spoke once when this whole thing started, and you know, and he knows I share a house with my friend. Neither of us have a boyfriend, so it's just the two of us holding the house down and each other down. But he's not interested. He's in his new life, and that's okay. I'm not mad at him. He's got to do him. And this is where you start to look at soul families, and you're like, well, you know what, just because he's my brother doesn't mean that he is aligned to being maybe my soul family, and I'm okay with that. Does it take a lot of work? Yeah, it does. I went through this with my mom just before she passed too. She was a bit of a difficult person, but it made me a better person. So if you look at it always from the perspective of the higher I go, the easier the challenge will become, and I can shift myself out of whatever it is that I am no longer desiring for this relationship, right?
Bring him down.
Yeah. So, and then that forces you to see your truth, which is very hard for people to do, right? Seeing our truth sometimes can be painful. It can be hard. We don't want to do that, but yet we really need to. Okay. So that's where the work is, in the clarity, in being very, very clear. What is it that I am creating in my reality? Okay. Yeah. It's very, very important. So let me go back to,
I feel stronger though.
You are stronger. Your energy is different. Your energy is better than I've ever seen it before.
Awesome.
Yeah, much stronger. So keep up good work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, I know I can be tough love sometimes, but I'm only tough love when I know you can do the work.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I push you. I push people because I know that they can go higher. They could go more. Okay. My teachers pushed me. The ones that didn't serve the highest best good for me, right? But the ones that really pushed me made me where I am today. If it wasn't for them, and I'm not going to say I liked them all the way through it. There were times where they made me cry because I did not want to see the reality of where I was, okay? And while I'm not wanting to make anybody cry, I am going to give you your truth because I want you out of the story and I want you moving forward. We can't stay in the story. Story keeps us stuck. That story is that karmic loop cycle of third dimension, the incarnation process. We have to get out of it. That's where I say exit the matrix. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. But keep up the good work, Joanne. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look great. So keep doing what you're doing.
Hit my head in tomorrow.
Yeah, good. We would not know. If you had not said anything, we would not know. Trust me.
Can't tell in this light.
No, you look great from here. So we would not know. Yeah. And nobody should be judging you anyway. So no judgment. So don't judge yourself.
The only one that's judging me is myself.
It's you. Correct. Yep. Thank you, Donna. Maybe one day I will, radio or TV. I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I just enjoy hanging with you guys and doing these classes. It's a lot of fun for me. Tamara says, my brother did. Oh, your brother did the same thing. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on with the whole patriarchal thing right now. So I just kind of like, well, whatever, you know. It is what it is. And we just have to embrace and just be okay with it. And Donna, yeah, what gives us angst is often our greatest teacher. Yeah, I've had so much of that in my first half of my life. So I know that what's coming after this is going to be freaking amazing, amazing. Okay, so let me end with this, unless anybody has any other questions. So I really want you guys to trust what is happening, okay? And I want you guys to look at everything that is playing out, okay? As if you were watching a movie. I know I've said this before, right? So just as you're watching this movie and understanding that there are certain optics that have to take place, because more people have to wake up. On the back end, things have already happened, right? Things have already happened. Things have already changed. Things have already shifted that are gonna bring us into the golden age in the highest aligned way, that we are gonna see things happen that are gonna be freaking amazing, right? There's talk of Nisara Jisara, which is debt forgiveness, because the banks were imposing certain of their rights, which was creating hardship for humanity with interest rates and a whole bunch of other things. The Federal Reserve is not even a real bank. It's not our bank. It's a central banking system. The only bank that's our bank is the Treasury, okay? So the Federal Reserve, we were paying income tax to the Federal Reserve. It's my understanding that at some point when this rolls out, we will no longer be paying income tax. Income tax will be paying us back yearly. So instead of us paying an income tax, we will receive an income tax check back for all of the taxes that we've ever paid in our entire lives, right? So it's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming down the road. A lot of really good stuff that's very, very exciting. However, I just want to remind you, optics. You're seeing a movie. You're seeing the visuals. When you see stuff happening, do not get caught up in the emotion of it, okay? Unless it's happening right in front of you and it's like tangible for you, then you could get upset because you're like, shit, this is right in my reality, right? But if you're seeing this play out on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or the news or anywhere else, don't get your emotions involved, okay? And the reason I say that is because, again, go to here. Did you see the room light up when I said that? Because I just shifted up, okay? Really important. Here we go. Yeah, so this is what happens, because now that this is really important, okay? So pay attention. So this is what we do. So We need to be in our awareness that we are source energy, okay? We are divine creators with source. Everything that is happening outside of us is merely an illusion. It is an optical illusion of what is clearing in the lower third dimensional realm, in that denser realm, okay? That is not the reality of any of us here. We may be in locations, and I know some of us are, in locations where we are maybe having more of an understanding because we are experiencing it through the aspect of our government and our state. However, let me just say that if you are anchoring light, okay, and you are holding a higher consciousness, and you are seeing the picture and saying, I am not choosing that as my reality. I am not choosing to go out, march, walk, riot, burn anything down, hit anybody, hold any judgments, right? Not judgment of yourself, not judgment of anybody else. But you are really in a state of divine neutrality, right? That is source consciousness. That is source energy, divine neutrality. That is where we want to be, okay? When you are holding that spark of divine neutrality and you're in that higher state of consciousness, you're creating the reality that you're desiring to experience on the inside. The more you do that, the faster all of this wraps up, okay? Because it is just an optics that is playing out. And I want you to keep reminding yourself that this is an optics illusion. It is the experiment of consciousness. We need to choose higher because we, all of us here, are anchoring the highest of light codes, okay, in the work that we're doing, all right? Those that are engaging, whether they are engaging in the protests or the violence or whatever it is, right? Wanting to have conflict, wanting to be separate. Think about that, right? Because if unity requires that we come together, that's what unity is. Unity brings us together. Think about the word unity, okay? But when we have division, think about the energy. Everybody close your eyes for a second, okay? Now I want you to feel the energy of division. Just the word alone, when I say division, that is a low vibrational word. And now I want you to hold this awareness that division cannot go anywhere else but down. You feel that? Can you feel that? Division cannot go up. It can only go down. Feel that. Now let's shift to unity. And I want you to feel the word unity. Let yourself feel into that. Let yourself hold that frequency, hold that vibration. Unity can only increase. It can only magnify. It can only go up. It cannot go down. Unity amplifies. Can you guys feel that? This is so powerful. Come on back. That's so powerful. That's a play on words, the energetics of words. We have to be really careful with where we're speaking, where we're thinking, what we're creating. Okay, so if we're seeing something that is feeling very uncomfortable, then we have to address that within ourselves and say, what is it about that is triggering me? That's number one. And if I'm feeling triggered by it, this is a good opportunity for me to be at peace with being triggered. And how we handle the trigger is to just let that trigger whoosh through our field. Right? As if we were a colander or a sieve, many holes. So that frequency comes in and it washes right through us. We don't take it in. We're a colander. We don't take it in. Okay? We have to see it. We can feel it because it's a timeline. It has to clear our field. It has to clear our field. But we are not going to hold it. We're not going to dissect it. We're not going to investigate it. You get that? Everybody understand? That's your homework this week. Okay? No dissecting, no investigating, no nothing. If you have a moment of deja vu, that's a timeline that is integrating. That's an immediate timeline merge. Boop. That timeline merged with this now moment. That's why you feel it. Diana, you just got activated. Yeah. All of a sudden, that activation will kick in, and you'll just want to go right to sleep.
That, I don't know if my dogs are going to start barking like crazy again, but I have been, I was so tired today, mm-hmm. all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of photonic light today. Very heavy, sleepy day. Lots of, when you see the clouds pulled apart, and it looks mm-hmm. like somebody took a paintbrush with the clouds and just smeared the clouds all over the sky, that's photonic light. When the clouds are not billowy and fluffy and they're like smeared, that's photonic light. Photonic light comes into our bodies. It makes us extremely tired. It bends and it bends the distortions in our electromagnetic field. Mm-hmm. And because it works so heavily in our body, it makes us want to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive to everything that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. My body is going through so many different things. I'm just like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. You just, instead of dissecting it, right? Pick it apart, but just feel it and then journal if you need to journal what you're experiencing.
Well, I write. Okay. I started writing, I've always written for a very long time, and then I just was really blocked, and I also had 5 kids in a 10-year span, so I kind of just lost everything. Right. The Monday after my father passed away, I woke up, and my writing has been so free-flowing, it's not even funny, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. Sometimes someone departing can lighten us and, mm-hmm. just, you know, can have that sense of freedom that we go back into that again. So, yeah, you're very connected to the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very earth connected, earth centric. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Humanitarian, I was told.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's even more than that. So I want you to make sure that when it's a nice day outside and you can afford to, go out and get some, get in touch with Gaia. Not so much for grounding, because we don't really do the traditional grounding anymore. Mm-hmm. But we want to go out and just connect, put your feet on Gaia, you know.
I go outside and do yoga a lot.
Good.
Like today, I sat outside for a good part of the day and I read, you know, just.
Good.
I listen. When my body needs rest, I don't push.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. That's what we need to do. We need to listen to our body, because sometimes we're not listening to our body, and we really need to make sure that we do that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really good. Good for you. Yeah, you're very, very connected to the earth. So make sure that you get out there and do your thing.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much, Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you
for participating in the class. Yeah. Anybody else have any other questions? Tamara, you have to unmute yourself.
We don't need to ground anymore? Like ground?
We don't want to ground anymore. You know what? We don't want to do traditional grounding, because where does traditional grounding take us? So you guys unmute yourselves and talk to me first.
Oh, I understand. It goes down.
It goes down. Right? We don't want to go down. We want to go out. Up.
Right.
We want to go up and we want to go out. Right? We want to be expansive. We don't want to ground. So if you're going out and you're doing traditional grounding, then you're going backwards. So we want to be expansive and up. So what you could do, this is a really great thing to do when you're on Gaia, right? Whatever. Sitting in the grass, sitting in a chair in the grass, put your feet on the grass, right? I do this all the time. I connect to the sun because that's a connection through the great central sun. And next week we'll get into the inner earth stuff, right? And so connecting into the great central sun, but then what I want you to do is I want you to tune into your electromagnetic field, right? And tune into your electromagnetic field and start to see it expand. And expand it, I'll end up doing this meditation for you guys. I'll try to get it done tomorrow. I know I keep promising, but I will get it done tomorrow and send that out to you because this is a really good meditation for you to expand outside of your county, your state, whatever, expand across the United States and then expand over the earth and then expand into the universe. And just keep expanding your electromagnetic field. That's such a great meditation to do because it creates the expansion that you're looking for.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I will definitely work on that. It's a really powerful meditation.
Thank you.
I was doing that when my first higher self came in, and it was like this, almost like somebody had popped the bubble of my electromagnetic field, because when Luna came down, it was like this burst. And then I was like, what the heck was that? Because I heard her, I was going up through the tube torus into the Godhead, and she was coming down, the higher self aspect of me that is a Luna was coming down. And as I was going up, it was like very champagne-y, golden light, effervescent, and I'm going up, up, up. And all of a sudden, so as I'm going up, something is coming down going, wee! And I was like, who is that? And I luckily stayed in the meditation because normally I would never be able to do that. And she was like, me! And I said, who's me? And she said, me, I am you, you are me, we are we. And I'm like, who is this? And she said, Aluna. And Aluna, and she said, Aluna higher self. And I was like, oh my God, that's my higher self. Wait, my higher self? And then I popped right out of it because it like shocked the heck out of me, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, this is why this work is so important, because the expansion of consciousness is really the goal for ascension or the great awakening or whatever you want to call this. This is where we're in our greatest expansion right now.
Because I feel like it's being chipped away. But yeah, I'm trying to have patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So everything is here to help you. The you know, the Omnia discs, the supplements that I gave you guys last week, you know, all of that stuff. Use what you feel connected to. Okay, you have to use what you feel connected to. What you don't feel connected to, don't use, you know. Do I do dry brushing every day? No, I really don't. I do it when I feel called to do it. So, you know, do things when you feel called. It's there's no program. We don't want to run a program where we're like, oh, I have to do this again today. That really stinks, you know.
But I like that meditation. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm making a note of it. When we hang up, I'll do that tomorrow. I promise.
I like your dress. It's so pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's actually a shirt.
It's pretty color.
Old. It had some kind of thing across the front of it, and I just kind of cut it off.
It's pretty.
Because I'm like, I felt like I was choking. So, yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
I will send out the recording as soon as it's done, and I'm going to work on that meditation for you guys tomorrow. I think it's important. All right, try to stay present. Remember, everything is here to help you. Don't get caught in the emotion. Just let it clear your field. That's so important. That is the most important part of the work, right? Letting it come up and go.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Good night.